You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We have Max White and Reef Brazendale from Bunchy's Big Score. Did I get that name right?
Yes.
Yeah, I did get that name right. All right, we have Bunchy's Big Score, Max White, Reef Brazendale here coming on for a chat. How are we feeling this morning?
Good morning, Zach Hoffman.
Good morning, Mr. Max White and Mr. Reef Brazendale.
How's it going?
It's going real chill, honestly. It's been a pretty hectic morning. We've had...
Yeah.
This is the third interview I've done in the space of about an hour.
They're working you to the bone, man.
They are,
now you're going to talk to us?
No, it's horrible. Oh, you have no idea.
I know.
But I just mentioned that chill... That not chills. Clean... book yes. launch party over at Pearl Diver. You went to that, and Reef, you went to Sublime the other day. How was Sublime? Was it Sublime?
Yeah, it was Sublime. It was Sublime with Bradley's son singing, but it was alright. It wasn't that great, if I'm being honest.
It wasn't good.
They played like mostly just their reggae stuff. Not much of their punk stuff, which I was kind of looking
forward
to. They played
the hits, bro.
What was their big song?
They didn't play the hits. They played like a lot of deep tracks, which was cool.
Did they play Santeria?
They played Santeria,
Santeria! Is that Sublime?
Okay. It was cool. You could tell that Jacob's Bradley's son. He was just doing it because it's fun. Like, he had all his mates up there with him and stuff.
Oh,
like,
that's very sweet.
It was cool. Like, he's not doing it to, like, carry on his dad's legacy. He's just having fun, you know.
Yeah, awesome. Cool.
It's cool.
We're here to talk about the new track, Oscar Says, which I've had spinning in my earballs for the past about month since you sent it to me.
Yeah, I kind of announced it, like, really far in advance. I never know how to promote stuff, you know, just wing it. Yeah.
That's the Bunchy's Big Score charm.
Yeah, that's the way, you know.
That's the way.
DIY, bro.
It's very DIY. It is very DIY.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? It's the first single for the new record, Wanda's...
Bicycle.
Wanda's A Fish Named Wanda.
Yeah. A Fish Named Wanda. That's the one. A Fish Named Wanda coming out June 19th.
Coming out June 19th.
Our sophomore record.
It's funny that you dropped this song the same or a day in the radius of Hamish Waddell's newest track, Follow You Down. Is there sort of a, you know, an Eazy-E Dr. Dre beef going on there?
Yeah, he wants to compete with us.
Yeah, he does. Know? And you're both formerly of the same band. I mean, you're still in the same band.
Yes. Yeah.
And Hamish sings the song as well.
Oh, yeah, Hamish is on the song. Bro, Oscar says, this song is so old. Like, I think we wrote this in 2024, so like before the first album even came out. And it's like, it's honestly like more of a, in lots of ways, it's like kind of a Hamish Waddell song. And like, I mean, I wrote the lyrics, but like the like and then like that's all Hamish, you know. I think
I do want to say that it's a very it feels very Beatles inspired,
yes,
that moment.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you were mentioning the clean, because I remember he showed that to me and he was like, yo, I'm thinking of this like clean sort of like, and I was playing the drums when he showed it to me. I don't think Reef was in the band. So it's like super old. And then he was like, can you just play like the clean drum beat, like dunk, 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 dunk. Which like, it doesn't sound like that now, but that was the demo, you know, when we were coming out with it.
So how come it didn't make it to the first record, Happy Birthday, Daniel Johnson?
Because we were like writing the song after the first album was like finalized, like the track list and stuff. And I think it's like, I think Oscar Says is like the drone baby on the water of this album. Like, like drone baby.
It's the Cameron Winter of drone babies on
of
the
drone,
water of this album.
Of geese of drone baby on the water. What's Fontaine's DC? I don't know. But I don't know. It's like just feels like a more concise version. And like, I think underneath all of the like low fineness of Drone Baby on the Water, like Oscar Says is somewhere in there, you know, like there's lots of the same sort of choice.
It is hectic. It feels like you're entering your Sergeant Pepper's era, you know.
Yeah, bro. Sergeant Bunchies, bro.
Who in the band? Who's the John? Who's the Paul?
I like to think I'm Paul because I'm just like the dog.
Militant.
So like the.
I was gonna say Hamish was the Paul, but I guess now we need a new Paul. I don't know.
Reef's the backup, Paul.
Yeah. Sorry, that was a sneakness.
And you're probably the John. You look like a John.
Oh, thanks.
Almost.
Hopefully, yeah, I don't go in and out of my apartment building. You know.
Yeah. I hope you don't do that in 1981.
No, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you go back in time. Hopefully you don't go back in time.
No, hopefully not. It's actually December 1980. And hopefully no one's reading Catcher in the Rye right now.
Yeah, hopefully. God forbid.
Oh, Cassidy just finished reading that, so I might be in trouble.
Oh, no. Very, very grave trouble.
Yes.
You two know each other very well.
Yes, very well.
But this news track, Oscar says, who is Oscar and what is he saying?
That's deep.
Yeah,
Oscar the Grouch, Oscar Pistorius. Yeah.
Morning radio.
That's too much for a 10 a.m. morning radio, bro. Nah, I don't know. This song is just like, I mean, as you probably know, I like to just come up with characters, like names and stuff. It's like, I don't know why I do that all the time, but I think I was talking to Ethan about this. This song is like kind of about miscommunication and stuff, and like, you know, you try to say something to someone and then something else comes out, and like, yeah, and I also said this to Ethan, but I think the chorus where, like, Hamish and I are singing together, it kind of sounds like we're, like, yelling at each other, and I think that, like, works for the song, you know? Mm. It's just, like, really intense and, like, quite crowded, and so it's just, I don't know, I think it's kind of supposed to be just, like, a really, I don't know, intense song.
What's your take, Reef?
I've never really thought about it. I mean,
the drumming.
Yeah, just play the drums.
Get back to the drums, bro. Yeah.
It's fun. Fun song to play.
Mm.
So I think it's my favourite one.
And you are playing it tonight at yours.
Oh, yes.
With
You know Juno
and Give Up.
And Give Up.
Out of retirement. They haven't played in like a year or something.
That's exciting. And that's at 6:30 p.m.
6:30 p.m. doors.
$10 door entry.
Yep. Cheapest chips. Everyone can come in. The gig will probably be over by like 9. So for our weekend warriors, you know, working class gig, everyone can get home at a reasonable time and get in with reasonable entry fee.
It's pretty awesome to see. Do you reckon you'll have any other shows coming up?
Oh, yeah, there's an announcement coming, but I just haven't decided when to do it. But there might be a tour, bro.
Ooh, of epic proportions.
Yeah, a fish named Wanda tour.
Oh, that's exciting. We do have a chat coming up pretty shortly at 10:15 with the leader of the Opportunity Party, Q. So we're going to have to park this chat. It's been bloody
Let's
good.
Park it there.
It's bloody good talking to you, Reef and Mac. Do you have any final words, any final considerations?
Reef?
Nah, come to the gig tonight, and thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us. Oscar says.
My pleasure, as always.
Are you coming tonight, Zach?
We will see. I had a pretty hectic night. I had a pretty hectic night last night.
Hectic one tonight, mate. Maybe. You have another hectic
We will see, my dear friends. All right, here is Bunchy's Big Score with Oscar Says. You're listening to the one. We're going to have a chat very shortly with Q from the Opportunity Party. See you there.
Ha!
Bye.
You got your whole life behind you in a small way. Not a young boy on the street taking pictures of himself. Sandra says,
got your head. That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.